Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. This week's session is going to continue on from my previous podcast, and we were talking about trading plans and, more importantly, how crucial a solid trading plan is to any professional trader. This week, I'm going to start talking about a subject that is also key to a trading plan and, more importantly, deciding on what type of market you're going to trade, and that's time. The art of trading itself involves time researching the market, backtesting your hypothesis or trading plan, and then waiting for opportunities to arrive. So irrespective of your knowledge and experience, unless you allocate enough time to analyze the market you intend trading, you really run the risk of losing. In fact, your chances of losing increase the less time you dedicate. Now, it's probably pretty obvious that the higher risk market you're trading, obviously the more time you'll need to manage that risk and trade that market. So if you're looking to trade really long-term buy and hold, you're probably only really required to spend 1 to 2 hours a month completing backtesting and analysing the market. If you're more of a medium-term trader, you'd be looking at 1 to 2 hours a week. Short-term trading, 3 to 10 hours a week. And if you're trading really fast-moving, highly leveraged markets like options, warrants, and futures, you really have to spend at least a minimum of 10 hours per week. Now, obviously, there's a lot of advertisements out there in the marketplace that you can go to a simple weekend workshop and within that two-day time frame be able to trade markets like options and so forth. And look, I really would like to know where these companies get their information from, because in my experience, it's simply not true. To trade markets like that, the fast-moving markets, you really have to put in a lot of time and dedicate yourself to be able to trading those markets efficiently and ensuring that you have your risk management under wraps and that you're not risking or basically betting the farm, so to speak. Now, before you settle on your trading plan, you also need to look at your lifestyle and the commitments you have, and then decide how much time you can reasonably allocate to researching and analysing the market. Now, by reasonable, I really mean how much time you can spend fine-tuning your skills and devote to trading during a busy week. Also consider what time of the day you can actually do this, because at the end of a long day at work, you may be too tired. So this will give you an indication of the time frame in which you should be trading. So for example, you may have to look at analysing and backtesting and so forth on the weekend when you have a few hours spare. Now, obviously, if you lead a busy lifestyle and you can only dedicate, say, 1 to 2 hours a week at night to trading, then attempting to trade the options market is a very silly idea, because you're going to be risking your capital and potentially losing a lot of money. Despite this advice, the team here at Wealth Within has met literally hundreds of traders who try and trade markets that they neither have the time nor the knowledge or experience to trade, and they wonder why they're not successful. So let's get real about this subject, guys. If you don't want to gamble with your money, then trade a market that is well within your knowledge, time and experience level, as you'll lose less money and consequently compound your profits. So until you're consistently profitable trading low-risk stocks over the medium to long term, don't take on higher risk by trading fast-moving leveraged markets. So once your experience, knowledge, and time available increases, you can then venture out into different markets. The next step in developing a successful trading plan is to decide on your risk level, or what we here at Wealth Within like to call the sleep factor. So this is probably just as important as determining your time frame in which you want to trade, as your risk level will establish how much money you invest and the risks you are willing to take. But how do you decide which risk level is most applicable to you? Well, if you're risk averse, you'll probably want to just be trading more over a medium-term time frame and only really the top 100 blue chip stocks using cash, as these are the easiest stocks to trade and the most liquid on the market. If you're a very, very low risk trader, you might even look to cull that back to the top 50 blue chip stocks using cash. Now, if you don't mind taking a calculated risk to achieve a slightly higher return, you might be able to push that out, that limit out, to around looking at stocks between the top 150 to 200 stocks. Now, for those who want to borrow money to invest, you may want to look at using a leverage facility like margin lending or a line of credit. These are the safer forms of leveraging and enable you to dramatically increase your returns because you're able to buy low-risk shares over the medium to long term while accelerating your profits in the process. So by understanding the risks you are willing to take, you'll be able to assess the time frame in which you want to trade and the market you want to invest in. Recognize that they go hand in hand. Obviously, if you determine you are a low-risk investor and then decide to trade speculative stocks short term, you have problems. In fact, this would be totally incongruent with your risk level. Inversely, if you are risk tolerant, you may find trading the top 20 stocks rather boring and slow. As a rule of thumb, we always recommend you always stay well within the limits of the risk you are willing to take, as this is the comfort zone you have determined for yourself. If you find after you place a trade you worry about it all the time, watch the market constantly and are really unsure whether or not you're doing the right thing, you're trading outside your comfort zone. Now, and this is more than likely to result in costly mistakes. Also, your risk level will determine the market and the type of shares you trade, but it will also establish the buy and sell rules you use. For example, a medium risk trader may wait for a stock to close, say, twice above a downtrend line before buying, whereas a high risk trader trading the same stock may use Dow or GAN theory and enter the trade once the stock breaks through a previous peak after achieving a higher trough. Now, further to that, each market you trade will require a different trading plan. For example, the trading rules you use to trade blue chip shares with cash will be different to the rules you use to trade a highly leveraged market such as CFDs. A fatal mistake made by many traders is that because they can trade one market successfully using a particular trading plan, they believe they can use the same plan to trade other markets. But this is simply not true. Each market is different with different risk factors. Therefore, it is important you research the market you intend to trade so that you thoroughly understand the risks you are taking. This includes how the market works, how to place trades, and even the jargon used in that particular market. And don't take shortcuts because in doing so, you'll be taking higher risks. Remember, the market will be there tomorrow and there will always be great opportunities. But you may miss these if you're not prepared to do the necessary research to ensure your success. Once you understand the market, you can fine-tune your trading plan and then backtest it to ensure you're successful. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.